This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Here we go. What's up, Joe, bro?
What's up, Joe Bro, is this. This team's on fire, baby. Golden State, 130. Portland Trailblazers, 120. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. The sun is shining. The Bay Area is beautiful. My allergies are suffering. But you know what? The Warriors, they're allergic to. Allergic to losing, Joe Shasky. Because all they do is win, 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 no matter what. That's right, baby. Pop me up, Carter. Pop me up right now. Pot it up. No, no, not me. Not my microphone. Thank you. Every time.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay
That's
there.
Right.
And they say yeah. And they say
Let's
there.
Go. All they do is win. DJ Khaled, T-Pain, whoever the hell is on that song. I don't know who else. Lil Jon, who else?
Another one.
Another
one.
Yeah, there you go. Please, thank you. But that's kind of how it feels. Maybe we should get the DJ Khaled another one every time they win.
No, we do that every time a 49er, we lose a free agent.
Oh, no, because that's what they're doing right now.
Another one.
Hufanga gone. Dre Greenlaw gone. Yesterday was a Monday massacre for the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to talk about it at 8:30. Benjamin Albright covers the league. KOA Colorado, based out of Denver. We could talk about Hufanga and Greenlaw going to the Broncos as well. So can't wait to talk about that with Benjamin Albright at 8:30. I want to talk about the Warriors right now. As people are joining us on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan, apply online. Or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Joe Shasky, this Warriors team, they keep finding different ways to win, and that is the hallmark of a very good to great team. Whether it's a slog fest, whether it's a muck it up kind of a game, whether Steph's not hitting the shots, Jimmy's not hitting the shots, or if the other team keeps making three-pointers, then you have to win a shootout. You can win in a multitude of ways. That's the hallmark of the greats. That's what the Mahomes is, and the Kansas City Chiefs are able to do at times, right? That's what the Boston Celtics can do right now in the NBA. That's what the great teams can do. They can pitch if it's in baseball, doing that analogy. Or you can hit, right, like the Dodgers. The best teams can do that. And right now, the Warriors are doing that. Gary Payton II leading all scorers yesterday with 26 points. GP2, when he's on, this team is different. I'm not asking him, Joe Shasky, to hit 10, 20, 30 points. I'm not nothing like that. But if he can knock down a couple threes to go along with that defense, boy, does it change everything. Good morning.
This team is at their best when Draymond Green, in my opinion, is the one who's actually scoring a little more. Now, last night he didn't do that. But you saw last night.
He didn't hit a big three. It felt like it was a big three because the Blazers kept coming back.
No, it was
mid-fourth quarter. Yeah.
Yeah, he's hit a couple of big threes in back-to-back games here. Yeah. But when he's coming downhill in a transition game and he's the threat of shooting, it opens up the lob like he did last night to Gary Payton, which was such a sick lob. Yeah. I mean, he came down, looked that way, just threw it up. GB2, I don't even know how he threw that down. Such a great play. Like, that to me is when they're really cooking. And when you see him being able to distribute and he's a threat and teams are honoring him in the half court, that's when they're rolling. Now, you'd look at this box where you say, Joe, he barely scored yesterday. But I think it's the body of work over the last 2 or 3 weeks that where he does score in a lot of these other games prior to this one, teams are honoring him now in the half court. I think Jimmy has been a big part of that. But then you get these random guys like Buddy Hield having a big game, Moody having a big game, GP2 having a big game. And it's like, pick your poison.
Right. And I liked how you phrased that. When player X is hot, this team is unbeatable. Who is that player X for you? And you can say Steph, obviously, but even, you know, we've seen Steph multiple times this season where he has been hot and no one else has been, and it's hard. It does feel different when it is a Gary Payton or a Draymond Green or a Quentin Post, mm-hmm. right? A Moses Moody, who had 20 points yesterday.
Pods had a great game before he got Pajewski. Hurt.
Jonathan Kuminga, when you have
Jonathan
a big game
Kuminga,
from him.
Multiple 30-point games before he went down with injury.
I'll ask that to the audience, 888-957-9570. When player X for the Golden State Warriors, or this blank for the Golden State Warriors is hot, this team is unbeatable. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Verducci. Long time no talk. What's up, Duch?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Tuesday, man. And I'll tell you, man, it's pulsating up here in the EDH with the Jimmy Butler. I mean, I'm around a lot of Kings fans, but let me tell you, the chatter is pumping, you know, as we lead to Thursday with the Kings coming to town. And you know what? The eye test doesn't lie. You can see the difference that Jimmy brings. No disrespect for Wiggins and what he brought to this team, but the difference is the IQ. He makes everyone around him better. And there's like, I talked about this yesterday, you know, with Green. You know, he's a dog, but you know what? He has to use his voice. It's his mannerisms. He has to be loud. With Jimmy, it's like he knows he picks the spots when to talk and to communicate to his teammates, but it's the quiet swagger, that confidence that he has, that he's brought to this whole team. I mean, look at the difference when he plays with that second unit. There's so much more fluidity. You know, everyone kind of knows what they have to do. They know that Jimmy's going to be looking for them, and it just he brings that confidence, and then it just exudes out to everybody else. You're seeing Payton, Moody. You know, you look at Santos and Paul. I mean, you can go down the line. And the great thing is that you haven't even seen Kuminga yet. I mean, that's the thing to be excited about. And so we're pumped here in EDH. I'll be there on Thursday at Chase Center. I'm ready to go. You can go ahead and visit me at the Splash Sports Bar. And, excited to see everyone. Let's go, Dubs. And, yes, that's right, baby. We're going for our fifth ring, baby. Shake and bake there. Curry's going to have 5 rings by the end of this season, and he will be tokened as the GOAT of the NBA.
Wow, that's Rudy. He's doing his own appearances, I guess. He's like, come see me at Splash.
There's been a reawakening, though, for Warrior fans over the last 3 weeks.
There's no doubt.
We're coming out of hibernation.
Right? Well, winter's it's not ending soon, but the sun is out, and it is shining, and it is fun.
We're springing forward?
I'm not mad at that. I was trying to do my allergy thing because I'm suffering right now from my nasal allergies and the pollen out in the air, Joe Shasky. But the Warriors are allergic to losing right now. They just can't. They won't. They don't want to.
Yeah, call them Benadryl.
And more of a nasal cord. That wasn't your best. It's okay. That's more of like a seasonal.
Shooting. I'm trying
it's
to
all right.
keep
no,
shooting.
It's fine. You're like, who was my guy? Scoot Henderson yesterday. You're shooting a lot and you weren't hitting. That's okay. Still got 12 points. 888-957-9570. When player X on the Golden State Warrior is hot, this team is unbeatable. Yesterday, it was Gary Payton. For me, at the end of the day, though, if you're getting what you're getting from Buddy Hield yesterday, 7 of 10, 6 of 9 from 3-point land, 7 assists for Buddy Buckets. That's insane.
Multiple great passes.
Two steals. A block.
I know.
He's doing everything. If I get that performance from Buddy Hield, and I'm not asking for 7 of 10, can I get, you know, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc? Can I get 4 of 7 occasionally? Can I get that from him every single game?
No.
No. But can I get it once, twice a week? Great. That's all I need. Can I get it in game one of a series, and then maybe game three or four in a series?
He's had, I would say, 4 or 5 moments in the last 2.5 yes. weeks that make me feel like it's coming around.
Well, wait, it's funny.
I'm just a sucker.
Well, it's funny because you go to the Buddy Hield experience, and he might just have like 1 point next game against the Kings. And
I know, the roller coaster.
Right, there is a roller coaster.
The Mad Mouse.
Right, I'm looking at it right now. 20 points today, 8 points against the Detroit Pistons.
But I don't think he was a problem against the Pistons.
No, but 0 points prior to that against the Brooklyn Nets. We were looking at that game.
That was a bad game.
That was a bad one. Coming off 15 points where he was solid against the Knicks, right? And then against the Charlotte Hornets where he had 22 points. So
yeah,
it's a mixed bag.
Big non-Steph buckets.
Correct. And that's why it feels even bigger when, that's where we're talking about this. Like, it feels like when this player X is hot, the team just feels different.
Who is it for you? You, Tim?
It's Buddy Hield for me. And when he comes back, how it looks is going to be interesting, but it's Jonathan Kuminga. If I can get
I can't even fathom what it's going to look like if he scores 22.
It's going to be amazing. But for this team right now, given how things are going, if I get anything from Buddy Hield, it feels like this team is going to explode offensively. And he talked about it yesterday on with NBC Sports Bay Area.
You know, Steve talked about last game in Philadelphia, the ball didn't pop. You know, he was trying to get the ball to pop in, and I was just able to get in seams and find open guys, and like Gary, and I was able to make some plays. And I'm feeding off of Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and it's making the right reads.
And talking about when players are hot, and when Gary Payton II was hot yesterday, what that does to the court and how it opened things up for everyone else. He talked about that yesterday as well, on with NBC Sports Bay Area.
Lobs, threes, dunks, layups. Gary's he's like a 6'2 big man. He's great touch, great feel. I think he rolls better than anybody in the league. His percentile is probably 99 percentile. Man, he's a hawk on the ball. He's feisty. He's a great teammate. And no wonder why he's been playing at a high level lately, you know. And he's been doing the right things. And he's been a sponge everywhere. And he's finding his niche. He's been accelerating in that area.
That's a really good point. He does roll to the basket really well. That's a really good
point. There's a lot of easy layups. If you just watch their games, how many easy layups does he have? Does Jimmy Butler have?
But they're not easy when you're 6'2 going up against 6'6.
No, they're not. Sorry.
6'8. Easy. No, but I get what you're saying.
They seem easy because they seem wide open sometimes. We're just right under the bucket. But he is so good. It's like that Mike and drill. He must practice all the time. But it's a thing where you just need to lay it in and smoke it. We just did the knockout tournament, Joe Shasky. How many people smoked layups there?
Oh, dude.
It was a smoke fest. I got so high with the secondhand smoke.
I watched Tristan Thompson try to do the mic and drill, and he was missing everything.
It's the meme, right?
Dog, yeah, you're literally bad. 7 feet tall, literally, and you're right near the rim. Your nose is touching the rim. How are you so bad?
Yeah, my nose touches the rim, but I'm only 5'11". Carter, you could talk to that. He's 6'7", right? It's not easy just getting up there and getting... Carter tried to dunk. And he did. He succeeded a couple times in the knockout tournament. I was impressed with the athleticism of one Carter Chickering. 888-957-9570.
Sophomore year in high school.
Wow.
Oh, is that late?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
No, I figured he was like 6'8 his whole life.
Can you touch the rim in sophomore year in high school?
No.
Okay.
Never have I touched the rim.
Ever?
Except in the backyard on an 8-foot hoop.
Wow. I touched the rim at one point in high school. That was when I had hops.
You touched the rim.
I touched the rim.
I don't know about that.
Just the tip. Just the tip. We got Booby out in Oakland. We'll get to Booby here in a second. No, not a trampoline. What is that? What was that on MTV? What was that show where they were all the jump ball? Is that what it was? What was that? You guys don't want to talk about
slam ball.
Slam. Thank you. Where they're all on the trampolines. That's exactly what I was talking about. Yes. What else would I be talking about? Trampolines and basketball.
Well, you said you touched the rim. I mean, I'm thinking you got mad, crazy hops.
I did in high school. Not anymore, all right? I started playing World of Warcraft, and my posture got bad. Booby's out in Oakland. What's up, Booby?
That's a throwaway line.
There you go.
Sam, do you believe he touched rim in high school?
Yeah, I mean, he was a water polo player back then. He probably had some sort of athletic ability. So,
okay, all right.
I played the widest sports imaginable in high school, water polo and golf. There you go.
Actually, no, you didn't touch the rim then.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Tiger Woods, I'm sure, was able to. Booby, what's up, man?
I don't know about that.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing great,
man.
Aren't you fired up about this Warriors team?
Let's go.
Man, I'm so pumped, man. We was down in the dumps a couple of weeks ago. I'm feeling great, man.
All right, what's the player for you? What's the player for you that when this guy's scoring, it changes everything for this Warriors team?
Man, it's got to be Draymond, man. Joe hit it right on the head with Draymond. Every time he's being aggressive, it just opens up the entire offense. When we get like 7 points, it's like, come on, man, we need a little bit more. But I remember reading a stat when he scores over like 15, we've only lost like a handful of games. And when he's hitting that three, at least like two a game, oh my God, it just opens everything up, man.
Hey, Booby, how'd you get your nickname?
Oh, man, it's a childhood nickname, man. When you grow up in the hood, man, you probably know a Booby or two, man.
Okay.
Mom, shout out moms for that nickname since birth, man.
Okay, there you go. I was going to ask if it was on the birth certificate or not, but probably not. It's a nickname. There you go.
St. Mary's Park. I knew a Booby from St. Mary's Park.
Everyone in the back gasped a little bit like, oh, God, get the dump button ready. What is he going to say? I had to ask. Come on.
I thought he was going to say something dirty there.
He got it from his mom, right? Breastfeeding when you're kidding, probably.
Well, the one guy I knew that was named Booby, he would drink from a sippy cup for a long, long time.
Okay.
Probably older than you should.
Okay, that's all right. You know what? I'm not mad at the sippy cup. Right? I'm not mad at it. It clean up some messes. They have those like unspillable cups. Does LJ have one of those?
Yeah.
But it feels like they even spill still somewhat.
He went from barely being able to sip and drink, Joe, to now it's this, where the neck snaps back and he's just so violently drinking. Oh. And then when he's done, he just throws it.
Oh, yeah. Well, kids, they're just, you're going to see bruises on their legs. It's just like, what are you doing? Well, they're trying to walk, first of all.
Yeah.
And then before they try to walk, they just learn to walk. Then they start running for some reason. It's like, you can't even walk. What are you doing?
He was a lot. We had a baseball game last night right before the Warrior game at St. Mary's Park, and it was cold and windy, and he ate a banana and string cheese and yogurt and this. And the kid is just never stopping eating. It's unreal.
It sounds like LJ is a Golden State Warrior because everyone in the Warriors is eating right now, too.
Just like
baby LJ. Kevon Looney, and I love this. I love after games like this, and it sound also courtesy of NBC. Thank you. Doing a lot of sound here today. Shout out NBC. Everyone gassing up the players, too. Like, I got Heald talking about GP2. I got Moody talking about GP2. I got Steve Kerr talking about GP2. Now I got Kevon Looney after the game talking about one Gary Payton II.
I think everybody on this team knew that he's a special athlete. Been playing against Gary for years and been on the team for a long time. And at 6'2", 6'3", he's able to be, center or point guard, whatever you need him to be. And he's a special player, and it showed out tonight.
And I'm not going to take credit here as the show, but we did have Gary Payton II on last week, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Good call.
I mean, he's been incredible. If you come on to the Quentin Post since he's come on with us, Joe Chasky, he's been incredible.
Oh,
I mean, it sounds like
the morning roast boost.
That's kind of what I'm saying right now. 888-957-9570. Maybe in your own personal life, if you call this show, good things will start happening for you. The mojo's back, baby.
So do the Niners need to call us?
I think I just need to call in.
Does Buster Posey need to call us in?
Yes. Hey, Bob Melvin, he called in.
That's true.
Bo Mel's going to be doing great early on the season. Those ABS challenges or whatever they are. By the way, I keep seeing updates about that. It's like the catchers are going to be in the best position, by the way, like the catchers that are at the plate, because they got the best eye. Whether it's the, not Tom Murphy, unfortunately, but the Patrick Baileys of the world, right? The Alejandro Kirks of the world, the Adley Rushman of the world.
He's having a great spring, batting over like 500.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not spring yet, though. It's not. I know we
real
call
game starting like a week and a half.
I know,
not even,
which is insane. Well, yeah. When's the Dodgers
play? 18th.
Okay.
Today's the 11th. So actually, less than 7 days.
A week today. 18th. Yeah. There you go. Cubs Dodgers. Right. Our cousin Nick Friedell's going
to
be there.
Oh, is he going to that?
He's going to that game out in Tokyo.
Wow.
Yeah, he's excited. 888-957-9570. I know you do. Who do you hate more, the Chiefs or the Dodgers right now?
I did a radio hit in Kansas City, and Yeah, they rubbed it in my face.
Chiefs, Dodgers, well. Lakers. Who do you hate out of all those three teams the most?
Well, the Dodgers.
Okay, there you go.
So Lakers still, two.
Okay,
Chiefs three.
Okay, Chiefs because they lost recently. Yeah, that's easier.
The insufferable Laker fan.
I should put the Eagles there instead.
The worst part about it is normally Laker fans are also Kansas City Chief fan currently because they were Cowboys fans, and then you know the same Laker fans are rooting for the Dodgers now. But had the Yankees won, they would have been okay. rooting for the Yankees.
There's a lot of holes
I don't know if you know that.
There's a lot
but
of holes that you're jumping
Yankee
through
fans.
There.
Excuse me, all Laker fans are also bandwagon fans, so they just switch allegiances left and right.
There you go. That's okay to jump on the bandwagon. If you're on the Warriors bandwagon, call right now. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with bandwagon fans, all right? I don't like to exclude people. I like to bring people in. We're welcoming here on the roast, Joe Shasky. We're like a nice fireplace at the lodge at Tahoe. Come on, let's all grab a cup of coffee, grab some hot cocoa, sit around, and we're going to wax poetically about Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler. Right, KC in San Jose? What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I think Jimmy is going to unlock Kuminga. And I think you got to give credit to the team earlier when they were struggling, right? They were still kind of 500. And as one of the, you know, Twitter finger folks, but still, you know, 35-year Warrior fan, I know one guy who didn't want Butler on the station. He's no longer on the station because Bonte kept saying, hey, how much is that going to make a difference? 10 in a row, baby.
Bonte is still at the station, by the way, every Friday at 9 o'clock right here.
Look, sometimes we're right and sometimes we're wrong.
And Bonte, to his credit, has said with us, Joe Shasky, that he underestimated Jimmy Butler on this team. Well, I think a lot of us did.
4 days or 3 days before the trade went down, you asked me directly, and I said, I don't want Jimmy Butler, because I had my sights set on Kevin Durant.
I was trying to talk you into it.
I was wrong. I was wrong. And look, the day they made the trade, because I just needed them to do something, anything, I was happy, but never in my wildest dreams did I think it would look like this.
Well, it's interesting, right?
I'm way wrong. I read it totally wrong.
Desperation mode was there with the San Francisco, or check that, with the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570. We'll continue to take your calls and texts on them. I don't sense desperation with the San Francisco 49ers, as we had a Monday massacre, is what I'm calling it, as legal tampering begun yesterday in the NFL. We're going to be joined by Benjamin Albright here in a couple minutes, covers the league at large for KOA Colorado, and also covers the Denver Broncos. He is tapped in on all things NFL and all the moves that are surrounding all of these teams. And we'll talk to him about Dre Greenlaw, who is no longer a 49er. Talanoa Hufanga, no longer a 49er. Javon Hargrave, he's gone. Kyle Juszczyk, he's gone. Charvarius Ward, he's gone. It is a free agent frenzy, Carter. Do we have that? Do we have the free agent frenzy? And again, we'll get back into the Warriors, but what's going on with the Niners right now? It's almost like the opposite. They're doing a reset, baby. Let me just take you to some of the moves right now. Not pertaining to the Niners, but just keeping you up to date with stuff, Joe Shasky. Daniel Jones. Danny Dimes. Let's go to the Colts on a one-year deal.
So now the Colts have two inaccurate passers who think they can run.
I don't know what they're doing. I really do not know what they are doing in Indianapolis. I thought very highly of Shane Steichen. I think they're cooked.
It actually fits with the whole horse motif because neither can hit the right side of a barn.
They probably aren't good at the game of horseshoe either.
It took a second for you to get that joke, and then once it resonated, you laughed.
Barnes.
Horse, I got it.
Yeah, he's got it. He's a smart guy, right? Eagles. Your Philadelphia Eagles.
I hate them.
They're trading C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Deebo Samuel's best friend, to the Texans for left guard Kenyon Green.
Sure.
Okay, player for player. Solomon Thomas.
No way.
Solly. Another defensive tackle getting paid. He's going to the Cowboys, baby.
How much is the Cowboys? I got to look this up.
2 years, $8 million for Solomon Thomas.
They're not very good. One of the worst draft picks in that. As bad as Trey Lance was, Solomon's right next to it.
Do you remember when John Lynch said that he would have picked Solomon Thomas number one if he'd had that pick over Myles Garrett? One of the worst comments you could possibly make.
He's made $40 million in his NFL career.
Good for him. He's a good guy. I root for Solomon Thomas.
He's a great guy. He's a horrific defensive tackle.
Well, clearly not if he's getting 2 years, $8 million. He can't be horrible if he keeps sticking around. He does something solid. He makes a play here or there. Safety Richie Grant to the 49ers, formerly of the Atlanta Falcons. This is more of like
Richie Grant didn't start but one game last year. Only started one game last year. Let me clarify.
Luke Farrell, by the way, was the big signing yesterday for the Niners. Luke Farrell, who is he? Well, he was formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's a tight end, a blocking tight end, particularly because we know blocking tight ends. That is what Kyle Shanahan loves. Mm. 3 years, $20 million, $11 million guaranteed for one Luke Farrell. Stats-wise, looking that up right now, in his career, he has 36 receptions for 318 yards. No touchdowns. And a fumble.
I
had to look at you there. What? What's wrong?
I don't understand why we're signing blocking tight ends, and you could find them in that
rules out.
Free
I mean, that rules out Tyler Warren right at 11 overall, probably for the Niners. I mean, at this point, I mean, why are you investing?
I would have traded for Michael Mayer.
Well, that's honestly that would have been price point. It wouldn't have been that bad. He's on a rookie contract.
He was a stud at Notre Dame.
Yeah, whatever. There's some personal problem that went on last year. I don't know what it is, but they're trying to move on from him. Absolutely. He might just get outright released, is what it sounds like, because they're probably looking at teams offering a 6th, 7th round pick. They might just release him. We'll see.
Bring him in.
But we're up against it. We're going to take a quick break. Get to Benjamin Albright on the other side.
And I'm going to make the argument to Niner fans.
That feels
as doom and gloom as you guys are all making it. I think they're fine. They're in the same position they were just a couple days ago. Nothing's changed for me. Like, I still think they can be a playoff team next year.
And that's what's coming up next. And it's going to be brought to you by, as I am scrambling for my reads right here, MB Jesse Penny.
In a shambles.
Good morning, Rose. This is the Morning Rose with Joe Saboni and Joe Slavsky. We'll be right back after the break.
Close enough. Sabonis, Saboni, Spadoni. It's Spadoni. It's Shasky. It is the Morning Roast. We're rolling. Talking Warriors, but now we're talking some 49ers because a lot is happening in the NFL right now. A lot is happening. There's been moves made left and right. Former Niners getting paid. Niners that were just on the team last year getting paid. I think I saw over $250 million shelled out, like just with contracts from top to bottom. I'm not talking guaranteed money, just $250+ million, Joe Shasky, shelled out to Niners that were a Niner last year and that got paid from another team this year. $250+ million to former Niners now paid already. And obviously the new league year officially starts tomorrow. We'll get into that with Benjamin Albright. We got him? Thumbs up? Cool. We got Ben Albright here. You can follow him at Albright NFL on Twitter, KOA Radio in Denver. He's locked in on all things NFL news. And he joins us courtesy of the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And I like this little note right here, Sam Lubman. His reporting takes are all gold. They're not silver, because he finishes in first place, baby. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man?
I'm battling the flu, but I wasn't going to let that drag me down. This is the morning roast. This is not the morning weakness.
The morning, I like that's a great, that's a bar right there. I appreciate that. And appreciate you fighting through that with us. I'm doing the same thing. Allergies are killing me right now here in the Bay Area, so I'm fighting through that. But I wanted to ask you this. First and foremost, I'm calling it a Monday massacre yesterday for the 49ers. They lost a lot of fan favorites. They lost a lot of big names. And a couple of them went to your neck of the woods in Denver, and we'll get to that here in a second. But what did you make of the 49ers' approach yesterday, letting basically, you know, the Greenlaws, the Hufangas, the Hargraves, obviously, the Kyle Juszczyks of the world, Aaron Banks, Charvarius Ward, all these guys that end up getting paid, just not retaining any of them?
Well, I think there's a certain economic reality here, right? You're trying to get a deal done with Brock Purdy. You've been getting by on the cheapest quarterback, starting quarterback in the league for several years, and the bill eventually comes due for everything. So there's sort of an economic reality to this. I think the other part of this is I think it's smart doing it all in 1 year just for the compensatory pick, backlog that you're going to wind up getting. So you'll wind up getting some compensation out of all that due to the NFL's compensatory formula. But, yeah, I mean, it sucks as a fan when you're sitting there watching fan favorites, you know, leave. And I think, just based on my, bird's eye view of it, the fans, it seemed like between Greenlaw and Juszczyk really were kind of gut punches. It felt like, to San Francisco fans watching that yesterday. But there's an economic reality to it. You got to get cap compliant. And if you don't have a quarterback on a rookie deal, you're going to be paying him. And that's something that's coming up here. I don't think they're close right now. As of the combine, they weren't close at all. But I do believe they want to get a deal done, shortly after the draft and get Brock, done. And that's the nature of the business.
When you say they're not close, elaborate on that. What do you mean?
There's a significant gap between the amount of money that he wants and the amount that they put in front of him.
Do you think it's something that's going to create a stalemate, or do you think that this thing gets ironed out? Or I'm sure all these negotiations have inflection points where they feel like they're not going to get a deal done. But is this so out of the norm that you think they won't get this done?
Crazy things happen all the time. So I'll kind of couch it a little bit and say that you never know what's going to happen. But I will say that most of the time, these gaps tend to, as time wears on, tend to get resolved and teams tend to get things done. But, crazier things have happened. They're not close in the sense that this isn't like, hey, okay, we need to up this $5 million a year and then we're good. They're much further apart than that.
So is it chunks of money, years? Has maybe the new quarterback money that's been doled out kind of reassess things, whether it's Stafford's money, Josh Allen's money, or given the Darnold deal that just went down yesterday? Are those things in play here as well?
I would say the impending Geno Smith deal is an even bigger inflection point here, because he's going to get $40 to $50 million per year, and I think I think Brock wants to be in or above that range, and I think that the Niners have been less willing to go to that number at this point. Doesn't mean they won't get there. Doesn't mean they won't get it done. Doesn't mean this won't be a thing that they work out. But the market is always going up. And so if you don't get it done, then you're going to have to keep resetting your number because it's just going to keep going up.
So you referenced how they have a huge tax bill right now regarding just the money that they're going to dole out and the money that they're paying for people to not play for them. All of the dead cap money. You had a front row seat for what the Denver Broncos went through with the Russell Wilson cap situation. How did they navigate that, and how did they build a team around a rookie quarterback making a little? I know that will be a different scenario here in San Francisco, but he had a great year, and I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. You have to hit on your draft picks. I mean, you just do. You can't afford to not hit on your draft picks. And then, you know, you've kind of got to you've got to be able to have the cash to be able to maneuver some of these contracts around. And if you've got cash, you can accelerate bonuses and do things like that and kind of play with the cap a little bit. It makes it a little bit more malleable. And, you know, the Broncos have the wealthiest owners in the NFL by far. You know, it makes it a little bit easier with that Walmart money to be able to kind of massage some of those deals and get around it. It definitely put a thorn in their paw, but they were kind of able to work around that.
Talking to Benjamin Albright here on the River Islands Guest Line, Spadoni and Chaska in the Morning Roast. Ben Albright, courtesy of KOA Radio in Denver, and he's locked in on all things, I should say, NFL news, this, that, and the other. And I want to talk to you about this, Ben. Dre Greenlaw, and you mentioned it, totally a fan favorite here.
I mean,
you just ask Fred Warner, like, and we all saw it. We saw the Super Bowl. Everything changed in that Super Bowl once Dre Greenlaw tore that Achilles, just running out of the field. Freak accident, freak injury, although he had been dealing with the sore Achilles leading up to it. They lose him. Travis Kelce takes over in that second half. The rest is history. Overtime. Kyle Shanahan didn't know the rules. They lose that game. I know, I had to throw that little shot in. What did you make of that contract and the length of the deal? And, you know, should the 49ers have matched something like that? Could they regret this if Dre Greenlaw, you know, shows out this upcoming season and shows up with the Denver Broncos and they go on a run here?
Well, I mean, that's the question. Like, I love the two players that the Broncos got from the Niners yesterday. My concern is the injury history and going from there. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the market and you look at what Greenlaw got, and it was slightly less than top of the market. So, you know, obviously there's a haircut there for the team in the sense that, hey, we're not, you know, the injury history's got a little to do with it. But, you know, if you're the Niners and you watch, if you're any team and you watch a fan favorite go and succeed somewhere else, it's always a kick in the, you know, a kick in the gut. I remember when the Broncos traded Von Miller. He was having probably his worst season. Traded him to the Rams. Then all of a sudden he turns it on, gets a bunch of sacks. They go on that Super Bowl run and everything. And it was kind of a gut punch to Broncos fans to watch a legend, move on. And people are, well, maybe they should have kept him. Maybe they should have done all this. Well, at the end of the day, there is an inflection point for every player. There is a point where you got to make that decision. The worst thing that you can do is not letting go early. It's hang on too late. So if you're going to make an error, I would make the error on letting go too soon and then hanging on too late.
Well, it feels like they hung on to other people on the team way too long, whether that's Deebo Samuel, who got traded a week ago, or I guess kind of waffling during the whole Brandon Ayuk thing. And that brings us to Ayuk. Does he get traded? Do you think that, A, there's a market for a guy recovering from a knee injury, and B, that there's a actual trade out there and what it would absolutely net them? I have no idea on any of those things.
Well, I do believe there's a market out there for him. The question is, you know, the severity and you know, with the recovery timetable and all that kind of stuff. And once you settle that for yourself, then you sort of figure out, okay, you know, how do we work this? I don't believe that there's going to be a trade that is going to be as lucrative for the Niners as there was last year with the Steelers. But that window is slammed shut. So you're going to have to find someone else that values him, you know, at that level. And that's a tough ask. I mean, there are plenty of teams that need receivers around the league, but you know, at this point, teams are reticent to cough up both sets of assets. And what I mean by that is coughing up draft picks and then turning around and reworking cash in a deal, which with Ayuk, again, I know you just signed that contract, but if you trade him, he's probably going to have a reworked deal on the other end. So, you know, there are teams that are looking at that and going, okay, do I really want to double dip here? Is this the piece that puts me over the top? Because if it doesn't, then what am I doing?
Ben, I want to ask you about another name, right? Because you're tapped into this. I'm sure you got a bunch of Broncos fans. You have all these different fans that are tweeting. He's like, oh, what are you hearing on this? What are you hearing on that? We love names, right, in sports. When it comes to free agency, the big name, that's what we want, right? Well, Joey Bosa is a name, and he's the brother of Nick, and that's a guy that's been linked to the 49ers here the last few weeks since he's been released by the Los Angeles Chargers. What are you hearing on one Joey Bosa and the potential teams interested in him when the new league year starts?
Yeah, I had heard that was Miami. I know there was some stuff out there about San Francisco, but somebody I talked to was refuting some of the reporting out there saying that the Niners hadn't even offered Bosa. So I don't know. Again, these are both secondhand things that were told to me, so I can't confirm that. I don't have double sourcing on either end. But I had heard that Miami was likely the team for him there, and then they'd pair him up with Bradley Chubb and that whole rotation out there. So again, I don't have double sourcing on that. That's just people anecdotal claims that the people who would know have made to me, but I can't personally verify them.
No, it would make sense. Obviously, grew up in Miami. His dad was drafted there. Him and his brother lived there in the off season, and also no state taxes. Ben, right, Joe Shasky? So yeah. There you go. That's a bit. How big of a deal? Yeah, I was going to say, how big of a deal is that right now? When we're factoring all of this stuff in right now,
talked about it like when he signed with the Tampa Bay, he was like, New England might have offered me more money, but I'll realize more money down here in Florida.
Yeah, for sure.
They call it Taxachusetts.
No, that's good. That's not bad. That's a four.
Benjamin, I don't know. Look, I know you and Mike. We know kind of where you stand with him, but he had an article about on the Athletic about the power dynamic with the 49ers. Regarding their front office, their ownership, their head coach. We all think that Kyle's in full control and pretty much the organization does what he wants. Have you got any indications that is a change? Maybe he doesn't have the final, final veto power, or maybe the front office, John Lynch or whomever, is seizing more power. What's your feel on the hierarchy here in San Francisco, and how much has changed?
Well, I mean, I would say that it's a collaborative effort. They were both hired in together to get the job done together. John was hired to be the guy to go out and get the ingredients that that Kyle needed to make it work. And I would say that the power dynamic is probably similar to what is happened here in Denver. You've got Sean Payton here who, he goes to the front office and says, I need this, this, and this. And then you got George Payton who's like, all right, let me go get that for you. And so I think that's sort of been the dynamic there, in San Francisco since they've been there. Are they consolidating more of that behind behind the scenes in the front office? That's sort of the rumor. What is it that you're shifting here? Like what are you saying that John Lynch now has final say so on the draft picks instead of Kyle? Is that really the change here? What's the shift? Because as the rumor goes that they're consolidating power, I'm asking the question, okay, what power is getting consolidated? And I can never get a straight answer on that.
Interesting.
Talking to Ben Albright here on the River Islands Guest Line, covers all things NFL for KOA Radio in Denver and also the Denver Broncos, who just acquired, obviously, Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga. Thank you so much for the time, Ben. One more for you here real quick. Just a big picture here. I'm not going to ask you to do winners and losers of one day of NFL tampering, because that's just ridiculous, right? And more often than not, the teams that have to spend a lot in free agency, we see it with the bad teams, with the Patriots of the world, right? They got a new regime. Like, you're not going to see a lot of these things look like good deals in the next couple seasons, right? But I'll ask this. From all the moves that have been made, what do you think has been the most intriguing to you to see how it turns out going forward?
That's a good one. I think Washington, as they continue, I mean, you're talking about a team that surprised people, went to the NFC Championship game there. I like what Arizona is doing. I think they're going to be vastly more competitive this year. The most interesting one in the NFC to me, I think, was Minnesota, getting those two, defensive tackles there. That's going to be fascinating to see, on a defense that was very aggressive and getting after people last year. So I'm kind of interested to see that. And then on the offensive side of ball, kind of the other direction, they let Sam Darnold go, Daniel Jones go. They're rolling out J.J. McCarthy. So Minnesota is kind of the one I'm focused on for a variety of reasons, with their moves.
Hey, Ben, appreciate the time, man. We know you're not feeling the best, and we really appreciate you coming on with us.
Love your work.
Battling. Again, you're strong. It's the morning roast, baby. You came strong. You didn't come weak. We appreciate it. Go get some rest, man.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
There he is. That's Ben Albright. Follow him at Albright NFL on Twitter. He's locked into all these things. He's got a lot of sources, that guy. KOA Radio in Denver. And again, locked in on all things NFL. And his reporting takes are gold and not silver.
The Niners in the Super Bowl. A really good interview. I want to break it all down. Sure. But the Niners in the Super Bowl against Kansas City.
Okay.
11 starters on offense, 11 starters on defense. They've lost 11 guys since that. And that doesn't account for Talanoa Hufanga, Jalen Moore, etc.
Wow.
Guys that either were hurt and didn't play in that game or were backups.
That's insane, actually. Like, that's legitimately, outside of Nick Bosa on the defensive line, they're all gone, right?
So, yeah, I mean, this is who's left from of your starters. Fred Warner, Deamon Lenore, Jair Brown, and Nick Bosa.
Wow.
On offense, it's Trent Williams, Jake Brendel, Colton McKivitz, George Kittle, Purdy, McCaffrey, and Ayuk.
Wow. That's actually insane.
So, when I say all that, I'll say this. Today was inevitable, as in the last 24 hours, 48 hours. And I would even couple last offseason's move of moving off Eric Armstead and last week's move of moving off Deebo Samuel. They were all inevitable. The Niners were expensive and old and slow and not very good. Now, certain players were still keepable, but they needed to kind of rework this thing. Mm. Look at how dramatically different the Super Bowl team that you played, the Kansas City team, was in 2019 versus the team that you ended up playing, just however many, 15 months ago,
right.
16 months. It's dramatically
things
different.
Things changed, yeah.
Big time. And that's 5 years. Yeah. We're looking at, like, in a year and a half. I think they're going to keep Brock Purdy. I think they are very cautious with how much and how long they commit to him. And I think that's the smart move. It's not disrespecting Purdy. It's a business, all right?
I did think it was interesting, Albright saying they're waiting for the Geno Smith contract with the Raiders to come to fruition to kind of jump off there for the price point, which is because I get it. Because we were talking about the Josh Allen, obviously, he signed a fat contract, and that's just a little, he's a top five quarterback. He's the reigning league MVP.
Yeah.
You're not going to base everything on there. But you could take Josh Allen, then you get the Geno Smith, and then maybe try to find the happy medium there. Obviously, Sam Darnold signed a deal now with the Seattle Seahawks. So
I think the Niners have a number in mind, and I think the Bosa deal, the Deebo deal, the Ayuk deal, the Trent deal, all these things are going to factor into this. It's just human nature. They like Brock. They like him a lot. I think they're just like me. There's a lot of stuff to love about Brock. There's also a lot of stuff that probably scares the hell out of him. And I'm sure this is with every contract. But the days of just giving everybody what they want, those are over. You've lost too many deals in a row.
It's they're heading into this unknown period right now that I think is kind of got fans a little tense right now, and understandably so. I don't know what the future holds for the San Francisco 49ers. I can't believe I'm saying that because the future this time last year was still Super Bowl. And just a year later, and again, you mentioned the Chiefs, right? But they were in the Super Bowl, and it is different. They have Patrick Mahomes. They got Andy Reid. It's a lot different, but it just goes to show how things can shift philosophically, whether it's financially, everything can shift so damn fast. And yesterday, you just saw name after name after name get signed to all these other teams and all this money. I gotta be honest, when I saw Javon Kinlaw get 3 years, $45 million and $30 million guaranteed, I was like, oh god,
yeah, it's crazy.
I was like, when he starts getting that money,
Aaron Banks, who's a solid player,
they broke the bank for Aaron Banks.
It's crazy. So Packers. Getting back to the quarterback. Look, people think that you're either all in or all out. Dude, look, he's really good. He's gonna get a pay grade. A pay raise, which he has earned and he deserves. But I am totally with the Niners in being cautious here and just trying to get the best deal for the fluidity of the team. They've signed so many deals that have been backbreaking time and time and time again, and it's put them in the position to where they've had to say goodbye to players that I would like to retain.
Let's keep it a buck. They've been doing a lot of big name hunting, and they've whiffed.
They
doubled down on the big names. What the season prior? Oh, we brought in Randy Gregory. Oh, you get him in the Niners situation. Maybe he's better than he was in Denver. Oh, Chase Young. Oh, that's a steal.
Let's trade for CMC, and then he had a great year. Let's overpay on an extension.
Exactly.
Right? Hey,
when we didn't even know his health at that point.
Exactly.
Right?
And they've done it over and over and over again. And they've made some bad moves, right? There's been some bad financial investments. They've been some bad draft picks.
Yes.
I think part of this is the cupboard being dry. The Trey Lance deal cannot be, It cannot be forgotten. No. They missed out on not just the quarterback. It's the other two picks that it represented.
It's the whiff. Yeah. It's not a like-for-like thing when people say, you know, oh, you got Brock Purdy. Yeah, you got Brock Purdy, which, again, I'm not sleeping on that. He's been a great quarterback for them. He's been awesome. It's been amazing.
You still missed on the other three picks.
But you missed on all those other picks, which is why with the Warriors, again, and it's why they got Jimmy Butler, which is great and it's different. You missed out on Wiseman, and that's a huge pick that you missed out on.
Yeah, you missed on the number two pick.
And you didn't get production. Like, you know, we watched Denny Avdija yesterday. That was the same Wiseman draft. That looks incredible right now.
Again, he does not look like Wiseman.
No, he does not look like Wiseman. That's the guy that I would bet on his future going forward, and he's still only 24 years old.
And look, I think that the Purdy lovers are going to, like, there's no middle ground. They'll never understand nuance, and I get it. Like, you like him. Okay, I like him too.
There's diehard Purdy fans out there.
Oh, they're out of their minds. Really? And then there's also Purdy haters that are like, whoa, like, no one says he sucks. He's good, right?
He's in the middle. There has to be nuance to this.
But that's my point. And I look at the Sam Darnold deal, and it's like, Sam Darnold had a couple of years of just awful football play in some bad circumstances. I thought he was a bad football player. He had a great year. The final couple games were horrible.
Yeah.
All right? Brock Purdy, I believe, had as good, if not a better, individual season than what Darnold just had.
Yeah.
I think at minimum, it's the same. Maybe I would go above. And maybe that's me being blinded by my Niner love. I admit I'm biased. I think everything the Niners do is awesome. I get all that. But I also hate on the Niners at times. So I'm all over the place with them. Darnold ended the year ugly, okay? Purdy has been better in the playoffs than Darnold. But he also has a bad year under his belt as well. This last year wasn't great. He basically, whether you want to admit it or not, threw three consecutive game-ending interceptions that lost you games when you were still in the hunt. I think the team sucked. I didn't think they were a playoff team, but the quarterback didn't elevate others. He didn't play great. The offensive line sucked. There was a lot baked into it. He had a bad year. I think he deserves more than what Darnold just got. But there is an argument out there to say, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. He had a career year. That's awesome. He's had a couple of moments in the playoffs. That's awesome. So did Darnold. And Seattle protected themselves by only giving him $55 million guaranteed. So it's basically like a year and a half contract. Now, I think Purdy earns more than that. I think he deserves more than that. I think he means more to the Niners than whatever Darnold means to them. But I also understand them being super cautious and not trying to lock him up long term. So, like, I think I get where they're going with this. But I'm looking at the team around him. And if you want to maximize the money that you're going to invest into Brock Purdy, you gotta crush the next two drafts. You can't have first-round whiffs. You can't have second-round whiffs. You cannot take a guard in Aaron Banks like you did the year with Trey Lance and redshirt him for a year, play him for a couple years, and let him walk in free agency. That's not going to fly. If you want to make the most out of whatever money you give Brock Purdy, you got to nail the first round, second round, third round, and all these comp picks, not just this year, next year as well, because I'm looking at this roster and it's hollowed out. I mean, it is hollowed out. I still think they can compete, but you have got to hit on these early, mid, and late round picks.
It's not a total rebuild because this team still has a lot of good players at premium positions. You have one of, if not the best tight end in football. You have one of the best defensive ends in football. You have the best linebacker in football. You still have a top 10, and maybe if he's healthy, a top 5 left tackle in the game in Trent Williams. You have the best running back outside of Saquon Barkley. Again, when healthy. You just tendered, by the way, Jordan Mason this morning. A team could match that, but they'd have to give a second-round pick. You're going to keep Jordan Mason. I'm just saying that right now. No one's giving up a second-round pick for Jordan Mason. So you still got Jordan Mason. You got Garendo, right? You got Diamolo Renoir there in the secondary. You still feel good about that. Was there someone that the 49ers let go yesterday that you feel like you might regret letting them go? 888-957-9570. Are the 49ers going to regret letting go of Dre Greenlaw? Could they regret letting go of Talanoa Hufanga? 888-957-9570.
Can I ask you this question?
Sure.
Were they in a position financially and given where they want to be over the next couple years to swing on a risky deal for Dre Greenlaw as much as we all love
him? That's the one where I look at 3 years, $35 million. It sounds rich right now, but if he shows up in Denver like the same old Dre, I get it. They've banked on injured guys. I know you're not going to crush them.
I love them.
I know you're not going to crush the Niners. I know you're not going to crush the Niners if Dre Greenlaw balls out in Denver. But there are going to be a lot of fans that do that. Because that's what we do. We look it over there and say, you know what? We could have signed Drake Greenlaw for 3 years, $35 million. Why don't we do that? The guy was an all-pro for us. He loved playing with Fred Warner. Fred Warner loved him. He was the heart and soul of our defense. That's the player I look at. That's the one player I look at where you could regret not signing
Okay.
him. Hufanga, I don't know.
But can you also acknowledge it was really risky?
It was.
Like he played a half of football. He was awesome. I love Greenlaw.
No risk and no biscuit.
One half.
No risk and no biscuit.
Yeah, but this team has doubled down on injured players, and it's really bit them in the butt. And that's why they're in the position financially to where they have to say goodbye to guys.
Are the 49ers going to regret letting go of any of those players that they did yesterday? And any players in the future? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Matt in San Francisco, who wants to join the conversation. What's up, Matt? You're on Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Great.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not just the guys walking. It's the $20 million to the random tight end from Jacksonville. That's money you could have maybe spread out or made work to keep Dre around. And this whole talk about, Dre was injury-prone, Hufanga was injury-prone. Trent's been injury-prone.
I agree.
The biggest concern with McCaffrey coming in was health. He was like Saquon. He'd never had a fully healthy year or hadn't in a few years. And now the big guy we're talking about is, can we get Joey Bosa, who's played 16 games in three seasons? I mean, this is not – they're clearing the books and spending nothing, and the roster hasn't gotten deeper, which was the issue. We got the injury bug, and it was, we're going to deepen the roster. There's been a strong safety special teamer from Atlanta and a random tight end from Jacksonville that you gave $20 million to, and there's a bunch of great tight ends in the draft. You could have drafted a young tight end. You'd be on a rookie contract. You still got Kittle. That's money you could have spent elsewhere. So I don't get it. You look around the room now, we're back to Warner and Kittle, and I love Brock, but a young quarterback, this is feeling a lot like the Chip Kelly. I thought we were going to beef up. This is like a full-blown reset. I don't think anyone saw this coming. And you still don't know what kind of Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams you're going to get back.
Well, I would take it a step further. No, it's a really good point. Look, even if you like Brock Purdy, we can all acknowledge that, like, there is a number that makes you uncomfortable because it does make you, like, it makes it difficult to feel the team around him. And I'm doing the thought exercise here. Okay. I'm not saying this is what they should do, but.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.